No one's
written and born in the depths of the South, and one that is kind of the Southern national anthem of rock. We think you'll understand if you've ever been to a concert with Lynyrd Skynyrd. I'm sure you've heard it before. We're going to do for all of you in New Hampshire, Free Bird.
Proving there is no free bird or lunch, ladies and gentlemen. Don't blame the bass. It's a Tobias. It's a good bass. Well, it's an exciting time to be in Arkansas, what with the Huckabees out of town. Whatever happened to them, anyway? You know, you don't hear much about them. I don't know what happened to them. I missed them at the Coon Dinner in Gillette. Although the lawn at the governor's mansion looks tidier than it did, I'll say that. Ruts are filled in. You don't see Janet's wash in the fountain anymore. What can you say about a man who brags he cooked a squirrel in a corn popper, ladies and gentlemen? Whatever else you can say about the Clintons, Chelsea never hanged a dog for a Girl Scout badge. You know, that was... I don't think. I mean, Sox, I think, survived, didn't she? Yeah, pretty much. We don't know, actually, come think of it. They're already breaking ground for the Huckabee Presidential Library. It's going to be right across the river from the Clinton Center in North Little Rock at Keller's Mobile Home Park. And we're talking a quadruple wide because it's presidential. Chuck Norris will play the park manager. It's going to be a sitcom, actually, as well as a presidential library. A lot of issues with the Huckabee candidacy. I always said I wasn't going to mention them, and I'll just get this out of the way. Huckabee pardons. The pardons can be easily explained. He's hard of hearing. Pardon? Okay. Pardon? Yeah. Pardon? And they say he has no foreign policy experience, but what do you call Oklahoma, Texas, Louisiana, Missouri, Tennessee, and Mississippi, ladies and gentlemen? Arkansas foreign policy, that's what. And he was a 40 miles of bad road scholar. So that's it, though. That's all I'm going to say about it. And the news, legislature just passed another law removing the Kansas from Arkansas. It's now the state of R. The great state of R. Sounds like a piratey, actually. Well, a pirate. I don't understand what this thing, Kansas, you know, what did Kansas ever do to you? You know, you can't say Arkansan because it has Kansas in it. It's not like the state where Okiesaw or Arkansas or Arkiana or Mississippi Ark. Granted, Texarkana should be Arkantexa, and I've always felt that way. Great to be back in Arkansas. Thank you for having us here in beautiful Little Rock. And here's all the news that isn't. Razorback Chancellor White forced to turn in his tusks. He's looking for an armchair coaching job. Huh? Nut doesn't fall too far from the tree. Governor Beebe vows to bag groceries and carry them to the car. He's really got this grocery thing on his mind. Phillips County closes, and when nothing seems to get any worse, declines to reopen. Linda Tripp seen beating on the doors of the Clinton Library. Trying to get out, actually. She's in the repository there. I-40 widened to I-80. Everyone assumes the speed limit doubles as well. The wastewater plant spends so much on furnishings, it is now the taste water plant. North Little Rock squad of helicopter drones to patrol the river looking for liberals escaping the Clinton Library. Texarkana police to run fleet of Dodge Chargers and Daisy Duke wannabes. And things are hopping at Cooter's Garage, you can bet. Big damn bridge. Just wanted to say it. Arkansas sets a record for identity thefts in 2007. Everyone in Saline is really everybody in Sardis. That's getting kind of confusing. Chuck Norris kicking himself for not running on his own. Heifer International disavows any connection with the Clinton Foundation. Easy mistake to make. Heifer International, Bill Clinton. Well, that's what I'm saying. They're disavowing it. Governor announces moonshine to alcohol conversion, which could make Arkansas the United Arkansas Emirates, ladies and gentlemen. You're sitting on a lot of power here, is what I'm saying. Convert this stuff to alcohol. Amir Beebe will have that at that point. John Barleycorn must drive. Arkansas rethinks voting machines you have to wave your hand in front of to produce a ballot. Well, they don't always work. Tornado carries a cow from Heifer International to Nigeria. That's one of those tornado stories you hear. I don't know if that's true or not. Pine Bluff asked to stop New Year's celebrations where locals shoot at the mongoose swallowing the moon. Okay, I'll take it out if you don't mind. I'm not prying. Fool. A band director who dressed as Santa to shoot the superintendent looks forward to Easter. Petrino keeps his bags packed. And Hillary still refuses to iron a shirt, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the Arkansas news.